There you are. I just got off the phone with Manny. He was going to say that he's not going to make it. He could make it if really needed, but otherwise he could take over.
Okay, so are you running the meeting?
Yes, unless there's like, you know, unless we are missing one person, then he'll be able to try to make it in before the
6:30. So we're still missing Commissioner Smith. In the meantime, though, you want to do your oath real quick? Get that out of the way?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay. You know the process, right? Right hand, repeat after me. Okay.
Yep.
So, repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, John R. Dalton Jr.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona.
Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona.
And the ordinances, resolutions.
And the ordinances, resolutions.
Rules and regulations.
Rules and regulations
of the city of Tucson, Arizona.
Of the city of Tucson, Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
I will faithfully and impartially
discharge the duties of office.
Discharge the duties of office.
Of member.
Of member.
Human Relations Commission.
Human Relations Commission.
Of the city of Tucson, Arizona.
Of the city of Tucson, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God, or so do I affirm.
So help me God.
You're good to go. Sorry, if I was reading it kind of in short segments, it's because your connection was kind of choppy, and I wanted to make sure you could hear it clear. So
yeah,
you're good to go. I will. Got it.
The old ones, just in case.
Yeah, no, and it's the same. It doesn't change. So what I'll do is I'm going to seal this, and then I'll send you a copy, email you a copy tomorrow. That way you can have a copy of the official oath.
Cool. Perfect. Sounds
good. And you're good to go. Thank you, Mr. Dalton.
Yes. Thank you. And then we're still waiting.
So real quick, though, I'll still need you to sign it. And
yes,
Even a photograph will work. If you sign it and take a picture and then just email it, I can print the photograph if you don't have scanning capabilities on, you know, your printer or your copy machine. Like I said, a picture will work. Thank you.
Yep.
So it looks like we're still waiting on Commissioner Smith.
Yeah. We got out. at about like, what, maybe three, or not three, maybe like at 5 to 4 minutes before shot, I called Manny just in case he needs me to, or needs him to jump,
okay.
jump on. He can do it. He's just still at work doing the Easter stuff. Now, if he, yeah, but if he is able to join, is he still able to have me run the meeting, or would he still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as he's here to vote, and if he's listening, you know what I mean? You can run the meeting, though, as far as you're the vice chair, and if he delegates okay. that to you, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, got it. Just wanted to make sure, because I was going to yeah. tell him that if that's possible, that might be easier for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will call Manny right now and just let him know really fast.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Manny. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself.
Jaime, whenever you're ready, I should just find Annie's on. And...
Okay, so you can start whenever you're ready. I started recording a few minutes ago just because the meeting technically is scheduled at 6:15. If you want to start with roll call, and we'll be good to go.
All right, sounds good. And you can hear me right now. I just switched screens to the agenda. I just want to make sure you can hear me. All right, so I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:29 p.m. And this is a meeting of the Human Relations Commission held virtually in order to maintain safe practices during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm going to go into if that's everything was read in correctly at the beginning. I'll go into roll call. Manny Guzman.
Here.
Melissa Gomez.
Here.
John Dalton, myself, here. Cedric Smith, I believe, is absent. Dr. June Webb-Vinieri.
Here.
Adrian Molina.
Here.
And with five commissioners present, we have a quorum. Agenda now. Chairperson summary of current events. Manny, I don't know if you have anything to say for that at the moment.
Sure. Yeah, just I apologize, everyone. I'm woefully unprepared for tonight. It's pre-Easter things here at my work site at my church. So I apologize for not being fully present on the screen, but just a couple of updates. The Professor Chavez Holiday Coalition did go through with their annual event, and it was held in the form of a vigil to honor a number of people in the community and all labor and who have been lost in this pandemic. And so locally, I know a number of people were honored, including John Miles, who was a longtime peace activist in the community. Of course, Chairman Richard Elias and others. Just want to acknowledge that these events are continuing and are unique celebrations of community, bringing community together. Of course, with Easter coming up, there's a number of Tohono O'odham related ceremonies around San Javier Mission. They even closed the casino starting tonight at midnight through the holiday. And then the various villages will have their celebrations. So that's sort of the update that I have at this time.
Great. For commissioners, summary of current events, can start off. And if anyone, I'll let you know when I'm done, and then if anyone else has anything, they can add on. But on the 7th of April, was attending the, it was a reception and a speech by the Consul General of Ukraine from Los Angeles, who was visiting here in Arizona, and he was, gave a speech on the situation going on over there, and, you know, asking for people of our state to help in any way possible. On the 12th of April, that was yesterday, the United Nations Association of Southern Arizona hosted what was supposed to be the consul of Ukraine that's here in Tucson, but he had an emergency back surgery, stuff happened, so we're rescheduling him. But he, our, the replacement that I had speak was Dr. Ihor Kunash, and that, if you need to spell, is I-H-O-R, and then Kunash is K-U-N-A-S-Z. And he spoke on also the situation, just the history of Russian aggression in the area of Ukraine. And then also in attendance was one of our Reverend Raven Gaston. So she was in attendance as well. Nice. But I will keep you guys up to date on anything in regards to Ukraine, how we can maybe participate in some things around the city in terms of refugees that may be trying to come. Some are at the southern border. So we will have an update on that at some point. Anyone else have any updates?
Can I interrupt you real quick, Mr. Dalton?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I had to walk away from my station real quick. Did I miss item 2, or did you not approve the minutes from the meeting of March 16th?
I missed that one. Well, hold on. Oh, yeah, I did. I always tend to do that whenever I was chair as well.
Yeah. No, that's yeah. Fine. That's fine. I'm just trying to keep us on track. I apologize for the interruption. But if we could if we could get that out of the way. Thank you.
Okay. Should I finish so item 5 and then move to item 2 right after?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So anyone else, Commissioner, summaries of current events?
Yes, I've been talking with some Arizona Women Political Caucus members, and there is discussion about how voting is changing at the legislature. And I mentioned that we had the Pima County Recorder at a past meeting to come and update us on what was happening in Pima County. Is there a possibility we could have that for the future on the agenda?
I don't see why not. I'm sure Manny wouldn't have any objection to that. So sounds good to me. And anything else? All right, and then I was going to add one more thing. Some of you may have received it. I'm not sure, but we have, because of Ray Davies, we have a relationship sort of with the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Obviously, Ray Davies has passed away, but they are having their annual event on April 28th at, I believe, 5:30, starting at 5:30 or 6 o'clock p.m., at their campus at 5049 East Broadway Boulevard. And that's obviously here in Tucson. And they present various awards in the community to, you know, various nonprofits and community organizations. So if anyone needs a link to that, to find me, that event is usually free of charge. And it's really, typically it's really nice, but obviously with COVID and, you know, the things opening up a little more, I'm not sure how the event setup will be, but typically it's a very nice event and is not free of charge to attend.
John, is this the Ray Davies event?
What typically used to be, yeah. It was I think they honored him at a gala at one point, and that's what and that's something that he always used to be at, and so I received an invite for the same thing, I'm guessing. But I did register for it, and everything went through just fine, so if any of us want to do the same, do the link over.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for a summary of current events from other commissioners? I will move over to return to summary or the approval of minutes from a meeting of March 16th, 2022. And I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
So move.
All right. Motion by Dr. June Webb Denieri. Second.
I second.
Adrian Molina, second. And then all in favor, well, discussion.
To do a roll call.
All in favor. Roll call vote. Myself, John Dalton, aye. Manny Guzman.
Aye.
Melissa Gomez.
Aye.
Dr. June Webb Denieri.
Aye.
And Adrian Molina.
Aye.
And carries unanimously for the acceptance of the minutes. All right. Going back to the agenda. Sorry, I didn't have it all printed out, so I'm using my phone for the meeting and looking at the agenda. So sorry if I'm jumping all over the place, guys. All right. Commissioners report and discussion. This is the subcommittees. Do we have anything for Rosa Parks and Ray Davies funds, Commissioner Molina?
I don't at this time.
Okay. For B, strategic planning subcommittee, that would be myself. John Dalton, and I have nothing to report at the moment other than we'll continue to, if something comes up, we will host a meeting and notify everyone. First city report is Commissioner Smith, but I don't know if anyone else has anything to say about first city report. I did actually find some subcommittee minutes from the past. When we did Chris Magnus, I was kind of wandering through some papers, but that's about it from diversity report in regards to me. And then human rights standards and procurement. That is under, it says Chair Guzman. I don't know if you have anything to report under that. I don't know if you,
well,
did you
John,
get the emails?
John, you sent over those documents, right, to the drive. Has that been dispersed out to everybody now?
Jaime, go ahead.
I was just going to say I received the ones that were sent last meeting. I just never got any follow-ups. I wasn't sure if that was all that we had or if there was still more. I can send tomorrow what I have already, and you guys can start reviewing those. And if there's any more to come, Mr. Dalton, just send them, and I won't wait for direction. I'll just distribute them as I'm receiving them. Is that okay. if that's okay with the commission?
Fine with me.
Yeah, I think it's good to get the information out to everybody.
Okay.
And that's my sense that basically what we worked on was synthesized into the documents that he shared. So all the rest were working papers.
Got it.
And I do actually, as I was looking through the papers, and I was mentioned how I found the Chris Magnus meeting that we had, I also did find more papers. I don't know, they may duplicate what I already have digitally, But I did find this giant pile of papers regarding our work on the human rights standards and procurement. Some look like they're much thicker than what was in the electronic versions. And then I also have like multiple copies of various other things that were just all related. It's a lot. So I don't know if you can wait till we're in person or if you want me to, I could send it. I don't know if I could send it to City Hall. It's pretty big. I don't know if there's a way to like drop that off at City Hall or
absolutely.
If there's like a drop off.
If you bring it anytime, Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, I'll be here. And even if I'm not, if I may be like at lunch or whatever, you can bring it up to the 9th floor, leave it at the front desk. And what I can do is I can scan that stuff and start to distribute it to the commission that way. And then I can return you your originals once the scans are complete.
Got it. Yep. It's quite a bit. And then if you notice any duplicates, obviously skip those. Might be like just have notes on them, some might not, but that's about it. So I'll get
Jaime, is your office at City Hall, or is it at the Euclid location for the city clerk?
So I'm here at City Hall. They left some of us behind just to maintain the flow of the office and what it is we do. So I'm here at City Hall. I'm here and not going. I won't be here on May 17th, which is Election Day, but other than that, I will be here.
Got it. Wonderful. All right. And if that's it for Section C, Item D, the right hand, I'll move on to number 7, update regarding Commission on Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Issues. Adrian, before I say anything, you want to chime in or say anything that you want to say?
Sure. I did speak with Chairman Michael Webb to see about getting a replacement for the HRC Commission to take my place. And he is going to be working on that. So I'll be staying on till we get a replacement so we can make quorum. And I'll go ahead and do that. And he'll be working on that. So hopefully within the next month, we'll have a smooth transition. So that's all I have at this time.
On my end, it's basically the same thing that happened before, I believe. And I can't recall if the last meeting happened for the GLBT Commission was after our last HRC or not, but we did meet and, just discuss various things regarding the GLBT Commission. They did want to have some type of, coordinated thing with the HRC at some point in the future. And I believe it's regarding, I could be wrong, I can't recall, Adrian, if you were there or if you remember what I'm talking about, but I believe it had something to do with some of the initiatives that, it was very time sensitive. That's what it was the situation with members of the LGBTQ community and, the transgender members of the community in sports. There was a resolution passed by the GLBT Commission to urge city officials as well as for advocacy against the governor signing that. I know that was a very urgent issue at that very moment, so it probably has kind of done in the past, but kind of see if there's a way for us to coordinate more strongly on some of those types of issues. Do we have like a united front to volunteer?
Correct. It was basically saying that we as a GLBT commission were against all the Senate bill initiatives that were basically against transgender and LGBT people in, and so the next day the resolution went out, and about 3-4 days later, the governor did sign 3 of them. So I know that some of it's already been done. The rest of it, I didn't get an update.
Okay. Yeah, because I know it was like within, 24 hours, the resolution was ready, and then it was distributed out. I know that, within the 5 days of it hitting the governor's desk, it either becomes law itself or he signs it in or vetoes. But that did happen, and they're wanting to see if we can, again, coordinate on that. I believe there's also the Fast Track Cities initiative that they were interested in possibly having us kind of sign on to as well. That happened a while back, but we kind of brought it back onto the agenda since we hadn't been able to reach for them for a while. And so they kind of, I believe, want the HRC to kind of look at that as well. And it has to do with, is it HIV AIDS, Adrian? Or do you remember that? I'm pretty sure it does. I don't know if you heard me. Pretty sure it does. And some of the members of council have, expressed interest in being part of that. The question right now is just because of some of the change in council members. We just have to read some of those new members on what it is.
I can't. Yeah, I have a question on that.
Yes.
Is there a possibility, because I know they're moving pretty fast now, that we can join in with the LGBTQ commission to support them?
Yes. It would have to be, if I'm not mistaken, on a future agenda, so it would be under future agenda items, but I am sure we could possibly do something like that, even maybe a resolution just standing in solidarity with the commission and the LGBTQ+ community.
Absolutely. Any way that we can support, I would really like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that we do that as well.
Okay. So I'll make a note, and I'll mention it, and if I miss it, don't forget to mention it under 13 for a future agenda item.
It's already on my notes.
Okay, perfect.
If we can take the language from the other commission, if that's possible, so we can amplify their message, that would be helpful, I think.
Yay.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
And I'll expressing displeasure.
Action regarding 2020 census undercounts. I don't know if we have any updates on that, but
I don't have any updates, but I did have a conversation recently with one of the staffers in the mayor's office. It is on their radar screen, and I know that there's a little bit of interest in hearing more about how we can advocate for more accurate numbers when it comes to disbursements. So I think we're on the right track there as far as advocating for communities that we know that, people of color have been disproportionately affected by these undercounts. So I had a conversation around that with them, but there's no action yet. We need to be thinking about what are the action steps, and possibly even propose that this go to a study session for mayor and council for them to advocate for our community around this issue and of funding.
Got it. Yeah, it sounds, and I'm assuming we're going to probably want to put this on the incoming agendas like we've done in the past for other items.
Yeah, it's possible, though, that this will end up being something that is a study session item. So okay. Just know that even though I don't have, like, concrete updates, some conversations are happening among mayor and council around this because of the prompting that we've done.
All right. Anyone else on item 8 regarding the census?
I did do a little bit of research. Sorry to interrupt that. For Arizona, the undercount was 0.67%. That's for Arizona. I didn't get to, I think, I didn't see anything for Pima County specifically. But the most affected group under people of color was Latinos. And Latinos nationally was an undercount by 2.17%. And then, right, well, above us was African Americans who were undercounted by 2.45%. But for Arizona, the 0.67% translated into about 48,000 people. That could potentially be a loss in 14 million in federal Medicaid and other losses.
Right. It sounds like this, you know, like some small percentage, but when you hear the actual number, kind of mind-boggling. That's a small city.
Yeah.
Well, that's really large town, small city. And mm-hmm. like excluding an entire section of our community. So,
Jaime, because it's on the agenda, are we able to have action tonight to recommend that mayor and council take these data points?
Absolutely.
And study them further?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody just has to make the motion.
So the potential action, yeah, would be to recommend that mayor and council take this, you know, again, take the data points and that we're acknowledging that this is going to disproportionately affect our community.
I was going to say, Manny, did you want to write? I was going to say we couldn't be doing better. And then have you formulate it, or if you want me to, or any of us, really, I'm fine with any of it. But if we have it be like, you know, have a, you know, that the HRC stands with, I don't know how you want to word it exactly, but to authorize one of us.
Yeah, I think we're raising our concern to mayor and council. And thank you, Commissioner Gomez, for pulling those stats. You know, I think that concrete information like that is helpful to also educate our mayor and council to do further research and also, like, how can they advocate for Tucson, right, for the federal level. So it's a motion to ask mayor and council to study this further and take action based on what we've learned.
All right, so motion from Connie Guzman in order to...
Can I make a motion? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I bet you said the motion is. So you, I think you... I'm chairing, but Jaime, I don't know if you want to.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Oh, I wasn't sure if Manny was in correct order to do it since he's technically chair, but if I'm acting as chair right now, can he make the motion?
Yes, because technically you're facilitating this meeting, so Manny is clear to make the motion.
Okay. All right, Manny, did you want to make that in the form of a motion? Is that good?
Yes, so moved.
All right, so Manny Guzman makes a motion to formulate a letter to...
Well, no. Okay, if you need language, I'll give it to you. Sorry, yeah. I'm weird being on the phone. I think there's a delay. I move that we make a recommendation to Mayor and Council to further study the census undercount and how it is impacting funding for the city of Tucson, knowing the data points, you know, that Commissioner Gomez shared this evening.
The motion for Manny Guzman, for the course of what he just said and stated. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, second by Commissioner. I'm just going by what I'm hearing. I'm just listening to the audio as I'm looking at the agenda. And so, I'm assuming that was Commissioner Gomez with the second. So
yes.
Any discussion? Okay, perfect. Discussion, and all those in favor, I will get a roll call. Myself, aye. Commissioner Guzman.
Aye.
Commissioner Gomez.
Aye.
Commissioner Dr. June Webb-Benieri.
Aye.
And Commissioner Adrian Molina.
Aye.
And that carries unanimously. The commissioners do as many as mentioned.
Commissioner Gomez, could you send those stats over to Jaime and myself?
Yes, I will. Yes, thank with the sources much. As well.
I will get the correct verbiage on the LAR, and I'll send it to you guys once I submit it for posting. But that way you guys are aware. And Manny, I might reach out to you just for clarification to make sure that I captured what you're trying to say.
No problem.
Okay, I'll send you the email tomorrow. I should have the LAR done by noon. I'll send it to you, and then we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, on to number 9, Immigrant Welcoming City Refugee Advocacy. Do you have any update for anyone for that?
I do have an update. So as you've probably read in the news recently, the Biden administration suspended the Title 42 program that was enacted under the Trump administration under a public health emergency declaration related to the pandemic. And that was recently rescinded. And our mayor has been interviewed numerous times around this. And I just wanted to highlight one from NPR on April 5th, where she was sharing just the outpouring of humanitarian assistance that our community has done on behalf of refugees. There's been a lot of talk in the media just around when this program leaves, that there's going to be an influx. And you know, I just want to credit the mayor for changing the conversation around the need to uphold the human rights of all people and you know, really amplifying the coordinated work that has happened in this community for refugees and migrants. And so, you know, all of this conversation is very fluid, and we're obviously in an election year, but I thought that it was important that we recognize that the message coming out of our mayor's office is around making sure that we also care for one another and see their humanity.
Anyone else on Immigrant Welcoming City Refugee Advocacy? We'll move on to item 10, housing and rental rates. I have No update at the moment about that, but I'll be looking more into that subject. I've heard some other stories from around town from just people that I know. Rental rates rising significantly, but I have nothing to report in terms of exact numbers or anything like that at the moment. I don't know if anyone else has any comments or updates regarding housing and rental rates as well. Okay. Number 11, invitation to police chief, is it Casimir? If I'm pronouncing that correctly, I hope.
Yes.
To attend the agency. Yeah.
My apologies. Time got away from me, and I did not get that request sent over to you, Jaime.
It's okay. Whenever you get it ready, Manny, just send it, and I'll follow up.
I promise to do that this week.
I get it when you get overwhelmed. It's just sometimes things get away from you. But, yeah, I will be here, and I'll forward it once it's received.
Hey, sorry, guys. I'm worried.
That Adrian, or not Adrian, and then Cedric?
Yes, Cedric. Sorry
okay,
about that.
I recognize the voice. So I'm chairing the meeting right now, looking at the agenda at the cameras. All right. So I don't know if there's a protocol for him entering the meeting, but I know at least from what I heard, it's always 7:04.
I just noted it, and that way it doesn't count towards his attendance. But yeah, no, he's good. Welcome, Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jamie or Jaime?
I was just saying that you're good to go. I just noted that you were that you arrived at 7:04, so it won't count against your attendance. There's no more items to vote on, so unless you guys take any formal action within the remaining items, but now you're good to go. We can continue.
All right. Vacancy and advisory positions, item 12. And then there's also a section for letter to mayor and council regarding HRC vacancies. I just got reappointed for those who saw me get sworn in. So I'm going to be around for a little bit more. Manny, I think that was something that you were going to do, or that's something that we are each going to do regarding vacancies on the commission.
Well, I thought that we were going to try and get the Ward 1 vacancy, filled, and then Adrian Molina, we were going to look into moving into one of the open seats, and I don't know if any conversations happened around that.
This is Adrian Molina. At this point, it's something that I'm not going to be able to pursue due to my work schedule. I won't be available on Wednesdays through October coming up, so I'm not going to be able to do that.
No problem. But thank you for the update and your faithfulness, because I know it's been a wild ride.
And with that, I know that I'm not 100% sure, but I believe according to what was on the commission or GLBT commission's notes, I believe my appointment either has expired or will be expiring in terms of reappointment as the HRC commission representative to the GLBT commission. I don't know if that's something we would have to itemize or if that's something that can be done under this, since it does say vacancy advisory position or vacancies. I don't know if that's something.
I'll follow up with Ana Marufo. She's the BCC guru around here, and she's the one who can clarify that. Let me make a note. I believe you're right, though. I believe that you and Commissioner Molina were serving under the same time frames as far as covering, crossing through each respective BCC. I can't tell you off the top of my head because that's not something I'm 100% sure of, but I will get with Ana Marufo tomorrow and I will follow up with an email to the commission and just kind of bring everybody up to date on where everybody stands as far as their terms and their crossing through GLBT and HRC.
Wonderful. And then I'll mention the rest in a second. Anyone else under vacancies and advisory positions, any questions or comments?
Oh, I have a comment. There was a letter to the editor from Parks Commission, and it was that they cannot hold meetings because they don't have a quorum and they need the council members to make appointments. I wonder if there have been any other commissions or boards with that problem.
Yeah. I think quite a few are having that issue. So hopefully that wakes them up to making some of these appointments, even to fill the rest of ours.
It was very pointed.
Yes. But duly noted that we're not the only ones. I know GLBT is one that had some issues in the past as well. Thankfully, not in the last couple months, but nevertheless, it's still going very slow. All right. Anyone else? Item 12. We can move on to 13. We are good. All right. Item 13, future agenda items. I was going to mention whatever ends up happening with the vacancy stuff, should we put a item on there to vote on appointment of an exchange commissioner to GLBT? I mean, I'm willing to do that again if that's fine, but we'd have to vote on that at the next meeting as an agenda item. Add that to the future agenda item, that'd be great.
Yes, I would like to bring that back, and I would like to bring back about the voting question, the changes that are being made by the legislature.
Yes, in support with the GLBT commission?
No, just so, separately. There are changes being made down there.
Oh.
Going to affect the groups that we
got it. All right. Anyone else? Any future agenda items? And again, if there's anything that you'd like placed on the agenda, you can contact IMA or being Chair Guzman as well. You can consider as long as it's
Yeah, the only thing I want to ask, everybody, first of all, if we know May 11th is going to work for our next meeting, so we can know if we're going to have quorum. Obviously, things come up, but if we know that there are conflicts now, that would be helpful. The second is with respect to strategic planning. If for homework this month, if we could be thinking about some priority areas that we would like to consider as a commission, and let's have a focused conversation around that in the coming month.
Hey, man, can you give some examples of some focus areas?
I'm sorry, you were cutting out.
Can you give an example of us focus areas? You mean like something like housing, or do we need to be more in depth than that?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good at the broader categories, but if we could start to drill down a little bit, even better. You know, what are some actionable things related to housing that we can consider to take on?
Yes.
Any additional future agenda? Item 14, adjournment, and I will adjourn this meeting at 7:13 p.m.
Can I say something before everybody leaves? Great. So I sent the email with the documents from Vice Chair Dalton. In fact, I sent it about half an hour ago. So if anybody is having trouble accessing it, please respond to the email, reach out to me, and I will send them to you individually. Sometimes when we send group emails like that, there was 8 documents total. And sometimes when we send it, sometimes it's hard to download or whatever. So if you weren't able to download or view the documents, please let me know and I will re-forward them to you.
Thank you, Jaime. And thank you for everyone for making the meeting and having quorum. So next one is, I think is what we were talking about. So I will see you then. And Manny, I'm sure, well, thankfully you'll be after.
Mr. Dalton, just a reminder, if you can please get me the signed loyalty oath so I can file it, we'll be good to go.
Yep, the oath of office. Perfect.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Good. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.